I don't know much in this crazy, crazy world. But I do know that if you don't let us fuck this asshole, we are gonna have our dicks and our pussies all covered in shit.
Come to me, son of Jor-El! Kneel before Zod!
I mean, you're getting all worked up over a fucking porno mag. Who has goddamn porno mags anymore? Welcome to the 21st century, Buck Rogers.
You're okay. This one, real fucking ugly.
You know when you go to an apartment building and you smell other people's cooking on each floor and you're going, where are they cooking? That plus crap.
I like your nurse's uniform, guy.
These are OR scrubs.
Oh, are they?
You know, when you like you grab a woman's breast and it's and you feel it and it feels like a bag of sand.
If I wanted to kill myself, I'd fucking kill myself. I'd be awesome at it. A shotgun to the dick.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Yeah! We're ready to rumble. Welcome to this week's edition of Comic Cancuzzi. Hey, I got the card here. Weekly podcast for all your nerdy needs, geeky garbage, and kitschy comedy. I'm Taylor Billings.
I'm Elijah Kirby.
And I'm Cole Wise.
Boom! I went to the river again this week.
Oh, yeah?
My brother nearly drowned.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, not really. Is your mom scared of the river?
I go out on all the time, and she's constantly worried, I guess.
How about your mom?
She don't care.
She doesn't. Okay,
because
I don't know,
shit
like,
about you.
Deanne's mom is, like, super paranoid about the river and stuff, and I think it's the current.
Yeah.
Like, the moving water just freaks him out. So I did this little video of Robbie, like, Mom, help me! And he's just floating down the river. It's like, oh, my God. I don't think she's very happy with me, but it's like, come on, Mom. It's the river!
Right.
It's a good time. It's chilly.
So I told Elijah last night that you couldn't do the podcast because Robbie has diabetes and he passed out in the middle of the day and he went to the hospital.
Did you believe him?
Elijah never even said shit back. He's just like, whatever, fuck Robbie.
Right.
Well, that's what you get, Robbie.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
I made that whole shit up, too.
I thought it was
bullshit.
Because right afterwards, you just sent me a text of your pile of shit in the toilet.
Yes, I did.
So I thought maybe you couldn't podcast yesterday because you're too busy trying to push that out.
Well, no, because yesterday was a little.
Do you know why he fucking skipped? Why he had to push it back to tonight?
I watched Game of Thrones too.
I know, but it was like an in-law thing. They invited us over, so I was like, well, okay, we'll go do that.
It's a pretty good episode.
It was, and we smoked the shit out of some turkey legs. If you'd like to try some later, you can go ahead.
Hey, let
mesquite.
Me ask you something.
Delicious.
Turkey legs or chicken?
Chicken.
Yeah, see, I told you, turkey
okay.
is bullshit, Taylor.
Do you understand that, like, eating a turkey leg is a rite of passage or something? I don't know. Just eating it off the bone, this giant stick of meat is
awesome.
The
bone tastes better than the meat does.
I disagree.
It's the only animal where the bone actually tastes better.
I'll let you try some of my
feathers,
smoked
the
meat.
Feathers taste better than the meat does.
It would depend on the situation. Like if someone said, hey, Taylor, do you want a chicken leg or a turkey leg? I would take the turkey leg because a chicken leg has been what? What are you going to do with a chicken leg? A broasted chicken leg?
It's gross. A drumstick. You eat a drumstick. You fry it and it's fucking awesome.
Well, we smoked it. I don't think a smoked chicken leg would be very good.
I think it would be better than turkey.
I don't think so. It's really good, though.
It's like saying
you guys
pork
have
is
to try.
It's like saying that a pork chop is just as good as a steak. Everyone knows it's bullshit, but some assholes still say it.
It's different. That's different
true.
Context. We also had mead for the first time.
Cool.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Spice it, though, for sure. If you're going to have mead.
So you did a whole thing, huh? Because we were talking last night. We were going to do something for the mid-season finale or whatever it is.
Of Game of Thrones?
Because they're splitting it up into two
what?
Seasons. So I think we're only getting like 6 or 7 episodes
okay.
for this.
All right.
And then next year we get the rest.
Next year?
Yeah. Something
so
like that.
So must be after... Oh, that sucks.
Yep.
That sucks a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it.
Because
well,
it's been longer than a year for this one.
Yeah, because
it was in spring, I think.
Right,
normally.
Right. Correct. Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
It does suck.
We
yeah,
also...
Yeah, I want to do a whole... I want to do mead and fucking...
Turkey legs?
And stuff like that, yeah.
I'll smoke some turkey legs.
Yeah. Okay.
You can sample it tonight. We also, this week, were able to grace the Dirt Mall for 7.5 hours of Monkey Business.
Oh, yeah.
3 hours. No, well, no, 7 hours of Planet of the Apes.
That wasn't sounds quite... like a real waste of time.
Was it? I thought it was cool.
No, it was pretty awesome.
I liked it.
Yeah.
We got a lanyard, Cole.
I think
a lanyard!
Next time we should try it. Boy, that would be like a 14-hour thing.
Of what?
If we did all the movies, the original.
I would love to do that. I've always wanted to do an Ape-a-thon and watch them all in a row. I've got them all on Blu-ray. We should do it.
I like how that guy's like, hey, you guys like monkeys too? And you're like, apes.
Was that stupid? Listen to this guy. Okay, this asshole's in the theater, right?
Okay.
And he's talking to everybody like, we're his best fucking friend. Whatever. I'm okay with it. I don't mind people that are like that, but...
I do. Those people should fucking get shot in the mouth.
This guy was like talking to us. And I don't think you were gone somewhere during the intermission because between the first and second movie, there was 45 minutes. I don't know why. There was much time.
Yeah, that sucked.
That was 45 minutes. They probably want you to buy popcorn and shit, whatever. But we go up there, and this guy is just out there talking to us. And he's like, yeah, I live up in Minot, and then I live part-time in Minot and part-time down in Florida. But I come to Bismarck to have a good time, to hang out. And I'm like, what is there more to do in Bismarck than in Minot?
Right.
Because it seems like this would be like a, I don't know. I guess Bismarck's a cool town. You're right, Cole. It's cool. The guy confirmed it. The guy that lives in Minot comes to Bismarck to hang out.
Yeah,
and go clubbing or something.
Go clubbing?
I don't know. In that one club that's in the basement.
He's only down here to get away from his wife and cheat on her. That's why he's down here.
He's a grandpa, dude.
Well, then he's getting away from grandma and he's fucking cheating on her.
That's what I'm thinking. I once had a cousin, and I'm going to call her out on her bullshit. I don't care. She can listen to this thing. I don't give a fuck. Okay? She would go to Minot, okay, because they have Sonics up in Minot.
Mm-hmm.
You drive that far for a fucking fast food restaurant?
She would drive. This is what she said. And it's like, bullshit. You're Craigslisting this, and you have a little side action going on. I'm not judging. I don't give a fuck that you did that.
She's a hooker?
No, I think she just had a Craigslist thing going on up in Minot. She's like, what do you call it?
I think she was telling. Yeah, she's probably using.
Not prostitute. What do you call it?
She's probably using Craigslist to fucking be a hooker.
Maybe. I'll call her out on it. I think she did it.
Yeah.
Because who the fuck drives
that far for fast food?
And let me tell you something. I love Sonics. I do.
But would you drive 100 miles for one?
I never drive that far.
I wouldn't even drive fucking 10 miles for one.
Speaking of 10 miles. Bonanza is closing. Did you hear about this?
That's not even a surprise, dude. It's a restaurant in Mandan, and it's a bad restaurant.
I was just like, it's a staple of this area. I couldn't believe they're closing.
Oh, Dad, it's a goddamn shitty buffet.
But you know what I heard is going in their place?
Pizza Ranch.
Culver's!
What?
Fuck Culver's.
Culver's.
I wouldn't even drive.
I don't know what that is.
It's the shittiest fucking, like, roast beef sandwich place, and Taylor thinks it's amazing.
Roast beef sandwich? It's a burger place. They fry their burgers in butter.
Dude, it's basically, it's White Castle, but for sandwiches, fucking, not for burgers.
They don't serve burgers there. What the fuck were you eating?
They have, like, fucking shaved meat sandwiches, like roast beef or hot ham and
Swiss.
So
it's like an Arby's.
Fucking suck. Yeah.
Nothing like Arby's. You gotta get the butter burger.
Yeah, it's actually worse than Arby's.
No, I don't think so.
And that's hard to
pull
off.
Well, if they come here, we'll go.
No, we won't. You'll go.
I will go by myself. All right. Should we hit some news?
Yeah. All right.
The Comican Koozie News Team with Taylor Billings.
No, you can pound it. You can pound it all you want. Pound it all day long.
Elijah Kirby.
I kind of picture, I guess I had this image in my head where all the zombies come in and they start eating that dude's balls, like, right away.
And Cole Wise on sports.
I'm just going to tell y'all, if you're golfing at Riverwood on hole 9, there's a bunch of dog shit on the fucking hole.
Well, let's start off with the news of the week.
Okay.
Fictional time travelers don't have vaginas.
God damn it. We were trying to get Elijah to do that one instead of you.
Insist some morons.
Oh, yeah.
So people are pretty pissed off about this.
That it's a femme fatale?
It's a femme fatale.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're upset that it's a chick.
But... Oh, my God. So I work with this lady, and again, I'm never going to understand conservative women.
Hey, are you going to, did you even mention that it's Doctor Who?
Doctor Who.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Doctor Who.
Okay.
We're talking about Doctor Who.
So are people like, oh, it's Nurse
okay,
Who.
So, like I said, I'll never understand conservative women.
Go tell, okay, and, here's the thing. Before he gets into his story, let me give you the information on the story. Doctor Who is a show that's been on British TV for
forever,
50 years.
Forever.
And not, and there's been 12 different men to play Doctor Who, and now they're finally having, the 13th Doctor is going to start next season, and it's going to be a woman, and people are losing their shit. Now Taylor can tell his story and people can understand it.
They can understand the context. So this person who's from the South, very conservative, I guess, she comes up to me and she goes, because I know she's a Who fan, so I asked her, I said, did you hear the news? And she's like, I'll tell you something about this liberal bullshit. I'm like, what? All this liberal trying to turn them into women? And it's just stupid. It's wrong. They're just pandering. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, why can't Doctor Who be a woman?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Knowing very little about this TV series, I have heard that there have been other Time Lords that were at one point or another been men that turned into women at some point. Like,
wouldn't you want to just try the vagina out for once just to see what it's like? Just flick the bean a little bit, see what's going on. What's this all about?
Flick the bean.
I would. I'm down for that. Mm-hmm. So, Doctor Who, I give it my... we should have a Comic Can Koozie stamp of approval. Like a... but something more us.
More
something
more fart-like. Is that what you're trying to say?
Or a burp. And then we would never know if we were actually burping or... whatever. But anyway.
Is that it?
There you go.
Okay, so Kid Rock is running for Michigan.
Yeah!
Shut up. He's running for Michigan State Senate, but who knows if he's really actually doing it or if it's just t-shirts that he's selling because he's got a new album coming out. Like,
heard about that.
So that's fucking weird.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I will tell you.
Yes.
Like, whether it's him running for Senate mm-hmm. or him putting out a new album,
yeah,
I am not going to fucking be supporting him. You know, fuck that dude.
Yeah, he sucks.
Is our shit broken?
Yeah, shit is not broken. It just paused for like a second there. I will say this, though. Throwing our boy Donald Trump in the mix. Everybody thought that was a big fucking joke. So,
right.
Don't be passive about this. It could happen. It could very well happen.
Okay, so the other Rock news is The Rock is also running for president in 2020.
Right on.
But not really, because somebody else signed him up. You know how there was all those internet jokes about The Rock for president 2020 or Dwayne Johnson?
Right, yeah.
So those internet memes got so fucking popular that somebody actually went and signed up The Rock to be running for president.
Wow.
So...
that's kind of cool.
But he never said no.
Fuck it. Why not? Let's get Stephen Colbert in there, too. Let's just have a fucking... the presidency's already a joke. Let's just, you know, let's make it even more of a joke. Why not? Our boy, O.J. Simpson, is up for parole this week.
I heard about that.
Yeah! Let the man be free! I'm excited. I'm down.
Why didn't you say that for sports news? I got nothing for sports news.
Oh, we're talking about the Kids' Choice Sports Awards, so I hope you're ready for that, Cole.
Well, we could have talked about two things, dude.
Why? That's not sports news.
O.J. Simpson isn't sports news.
Not anymore.
Oh, you're dumb.
Maybe he is. That's, you know who we should have got for comment on that?
Me?
That one fucking guy from Comic-Con.
You could have had me, you could have had...
He was there, we didn't realize that he was just walking around the crowd.
Cato Kaler. Oh, right now, you could play the Judge Cole music. I would tell you...
What?
If it's sports news or not...
In the podcasting world, there is only one judge, jury, and executioner. His name, Judge Cole.
Okay.
I'm waiting, Cole.
In the case of me versus you and whose opinion really matters, I say O.J. Simpson shit is always sports news.
Always sports news.
Yep. can always go under sports news.
I'm not saying it could go under sports
news. The only time it shouldn't go under sports news is when he dies, then it should go under celebrity deaths, and we should make a lot of fun of him.
Well, he's got CTE, dude, so you just need to be kind about that.
No, I don't want to.
Elisha, do you have
I got one
thing you want?
One more. Remember your dumb story about the Hulkarine, the Wolverine Hulk hybrid?
I was really excited about
that. I saw a picture of the character, and it's fucking stupid. It looks really dumb.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It looks like the Hulk with claws, and they're so long they reach to the floor. That's it.
Whoa.
And it's got little Frankenstein bolts coming out of his shoulders. It looks dumb. And the story sounds dumb, too. The story is that Old Man Logan, Sabretooth, Lady Deathstrike, the Hulk, and Domino have to team up against Weapon H, which is an offshoot of Weapon X, and because they're creating this fucking stupid character.
Do you think...
Which book series is this going to be?
I don't know.
It's probably gonna
they're
be
probably
going to
make
shot.
Like they're probably going to make a book series for Old Man Logan, Sabretooth, Lady Deathstrike, the Hulk, and Domino to make you buy all of them just to get one story.
Yeah, that's true. But I think they've been having them all lately in the new Wolverine, which is X-23, because they killed off the original Wolverine, and somehow then they brought Old Man Logan into their universe. I don't know why they always have to do that. That book should have been one and done.
It's Marvel Comics. They're just going to fucking... They're going to milk that well until it's fucking done.
Yeah.
First of all...
Did I say milk a well?
I think so.
Sorry, I meant to say milk that cow.
First of all, how dare you?
Fuck off. Marvel Comics sucks.
Okay. Robert Downey Jr., speaking of Marvel Comics.
Mm-hmm.
Look, they make great movies. They make bad comic books. They're shitty comic books.
Just kidding. No, Robert Downey Jr. has, I guess he was in sort of a rights showdown for a Black Mirror episode with George Clooney, apparently, called, remember the episode of Black Mirror called The Entire History of You? And it was the episode where they had the things in their eye and they're able to replay parts of their life. Yep. So apparently he won the bidding war, whatever it was, and now they're going to be making a movie.
Oh, cool.
With
Based off that.
So that should be really fucking awesome, because I love Black Mirror.
Yeah.
It was so great. So great.
So he was bidding against George Clooney to do it?
Sounded like there was some sort of, I don't know.
Weird.
Rights showdown. I don't know how that works exactly in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I'm sure it has a lot to do with money, and a lot of money.
So. And lots of it.
Lots of it.
All right. Yeah. Well, it's that time of year again.
Yes!
Telltale 2 Comic-Con. Telltale 2 Comic-Con. Telltale 2 Comic-Con. Telltale 2 Comic-Con. Hey, everybody. It's a countdown to Comic-Con.
Are we recording?
Yeah, of course.
Are you sure?
No.
Yeah, I think it's still working.
Okay, barely. Cool.
The D23 Expo is wrapping up for the weekend.
What does that stand for?
I don't know.
Okay.
D probably for Disney.
Count.
It's their Disney
down
thing.
comic.
What are you doing?
Go ahead.
Highlights include a first look at Wrinkle in Time. Did you guys watch that trailer?
No.
Looks pretty good. It's based off a book series that I guess was super popular.
I believe it was
Am I on here?
Yeah, I believe it was an erotic novel.
Jon Favreau had some footage of Lion King. You know, they're doing a live action remake of that.
Yes.
It's supposed to look pretty awesome. There's a surprise little trailer for Avengers Infinity War.
Oh, yes.
They confirmed they're making a live action Mulan. No.
That'll be cool.
Dude, you know it'd be funny if they made Mulan a white chick? Because people would lose their fucking shit. Wouldn't that be great? Haven't we done that story enough times? Where people lose their shit?
People lose their shit. We need a segment called People Losing Their Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that.
It'll be awesome.
Aladdin, they cast this guy, Mina Massoud. I don't know. He'll play Aladdin. And Will Smith is going to be the genie.
Yes! I'm down with this.
Yeah.
I saw that. He'd make a very good character like that. He's very animated. What movie am I thinking of him?
Where Fresh Prince.
That's it. I don't know. I was trying to think of his movies that I care. He was really eccentric in the movie Men in Black.
Yeah.
I felt like he had a very you know, kind of crazy character.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Martin Lawrence? Is that fucker still alive?
Yeah, they're...
Yeah, whatever happened to him?
They're going
to
be doing a... what is it?
Bad Boys?
Bad Boys 3.
They do not need to be doing a third one.
Yeah, what? They do, and they will. And
they
it's
never needed to do
badass.
A second one.
I never even saw the first one.
Bad no Boys shit, you never saw it.
So, yeah, the animals in the in the movie were ultra realistic. They showed, like, kind of the beginning of it with Simba. They did the music, Circle of Life.
Was Elton John involved with this?
I have no idea. But it appeared to, like, perfectly mimic, like, the original. So I think it's going to be pretty cool. And remember, like, what was it? Seth Rogen, I think, was, like, Pumbaa.
Yeah.
And,
sounds right.
That English guy, I think, from Shaun of the Dead is the other one.
Timon?
Yeah, I think so.
Shaun?
I can't remember.
What are you talking about? The Shaun of the Dead?
The actor.
Okay, not the other dude, the fat guy.
Right. Infinity War footage showed unconscious Thor smashed through the windshield of the Guardians of the Galaxy ship, wearing his Ragnarok garb. Mantis magically wakes him up and shouts, God damn it, who the hell are you guys? In another scene, Loki has the Tesseract, Peter Parker is in New York, and Thanos punches Iron Man right in his iron face.
So,
that sounds pretty cool.
That's what I'm talking about.
That comes out May 4th.
What the fuck is with Loki and this goddamn Tesseract? How many movies does he have to have this damn thing in?
Well, apparently all of them.
Just let him have it. Let him have his moment, Cole. Remember when I was throwing up in the parking lot that one time? That was my moment. Let Loki have his.
Are you recording me?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Is anyone even watching our other shit?
Somebody's watching us.
Oh.
And he I don't know who it is, but he said we should go to the Adult Entertainment Expo sometime. I don't know where it is, but I'll go to it.
Probably Las Vegas, yeah.
I'd be walking around with my dick between my legs the whole time, though, concealing a boner. Do they have boner concealers there?
Yeah, they're called pants, asshole.
Yeah. Your boner's not going to be poking out. San Diego Comic-Con begins this Wednesday with preview night. Continues throughout the weekend. Cole and I went 5 years ago.
That was already 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's freaking awesome. There's a lot to cover, so I'm just going to go over like some of the movies they're probably going to have there. Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah.
Ready Player One. That looks
yes.
good. Deadpool 2, of course.
Yes.
New Mutants. For Marvel, Thor, yes. Ragnarok, Black Panther. For DC, Justice League and Aquaman. And then they're doing a preview screening of the new Batman and Harley Quinn film.
What? The cartoon.
Animated.
The cartoon. Okay,
film.
I was
No big Star Wars panel this year, which is weird because...
Yeah.
When's Last Jedi coming out?
This winter.
Yeah, so...
People are probably still really sad that Carrie Fisher's dead.
Yeah, that's true. Well, let's carry on.
Not carry on.
Television networks are going to be showcasing series like Marvel's Inhumans, The Gifted, The Orville. I still haven't seen a trailer for that, but you guys said it looked good.
The Orville?
That's the one with Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, yes.
Every time someone
says Orville, I think of popcorn. I'm sorry.
Gotham, Legion, Black Lightning. Adult Swim is going to be well represented with Mike Tyson. He'll be there promoting Mike Tyson Mysteries. And Robot Chicken Team is going to be pushing their Walking Dead special.
What?
Yeah, that's going to be coming up. I'm looking forward to that. They even got Robert Kirkman working with them on that. Main event, of course, from Adult Swim, I think, is going to be Rick and Morty.
Yeah! That's going to be phenomenal.
CBS will be pressing for all the Trekkies, Star Trek Discovery.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that show.
That's going to get... something. I don't know. We'll see. But you can only watch that on their stupid app show, right? Like, it's not going to be on regular CBS. I think it's going to be you pay online for whatever.
Why would I pay online?
Exactly.
I
don't know.
I pay for fucking cable.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be on CBS, but I'm not sure. We can find that out. Netflix promoting Death Note. Looks freaking awesome. Stranger Things.
Yes!
Mystery Science Theater 3000 The Return. Defenders and The Punisher, I hope. There's going to be a lot more from other networks like Freeform, BBC America, AMC, USA, Sci-Fi, HBO, Fox, ABC.
Everything.
Yeah, any show that you like is going to have its presence known there. So, yeah. And that was...
We should let the
people... Telltale Comic-Con.
Huh?
Well, jeez.
What?
I was going to let the folks that are watching us listen to the Countdown to Comic-Con theme song.
Oh, you guys hate it so much. I only get to play it like once a year.
I do like it. So, once a year.
Once a year, because you guys
that's
cry about
bullshit.
It.
That's
some bullshit.
Yeah, that song sucks. Hey. All right, what are we moving on to?
We're going to move on to casting call here.
Cole just wants to talk about dead people.
Right, yeah.
We're getting on to that. We'll do that right next then.
Hello, listener. God damn it. You're not even fucking recording nothing.
It's recording.
Where's the music?
I'm going to leave that in.
No, there was. He didn't turn the music just, on.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't want to now. I give up. No, he was. You pressed record. He didn't press the music on.
So. I love it. It's just great. It's just what we do.
Welcome to the casting call with Elijah Kirby. Time to get sexy. Did I do this last week? Jake Busey being in the sequel, The Predator.
The Predator.
Remember how Gary Busey was in Predator 2?
Yes. Yes.
He's playing his son. His dad, Gary Busey's Peter Keys. So he'll be the child character from Predator 2.
Wait, so his kid, his literal kid is playing
his character's, dad's character's kid, yes.
So has this ever happened in the history of ever?
Yeah. I'm sure Martin Sheen and Charlie Sheen did it.
Okay.
I know Emilio Estevez and Martin Sheen did it in one of his movies.
We like Emilio.
Milana Vayntrub from This Is Us. Never seen it.
No.
She landed the breakout role of Squirrel Girl.
Yes, and Anna Kendrick can go fuck yourself. You don't get it.
Jorge Lindenborg Jr. has been cast. For some reason, they're doing a Transformers Bumblebee spinoff.
What?
They've cast other people in this, and I didn't even bother to write them down because...
Is this like a...
Because we had like...
anybody need this?
Was that the fifth Star Wars we just went to? And I have no idea what happened. What? And... Or, yeah, Transformers. Sorry.
Oh, Transformers. Like, wait, what? You didn't know what happened? Star Wars!
And,
There were some funny parts, but overall,
and I know they're
going to
do another one because I think they want to round it out with six for the Transformers anyway. But like, what? How do you make like a spinoff that is not just another Transformers movie?
Unless it's like a prequel to, you know, there's a lot of in between stuff that does happen with Bumblebee, yeah. So maybe. You know, while Bumblebee's on Earth, like, hanging out with humans, I guess.
Okay, instead of just guessing what you think is going to happen, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Would you give a shit enough to go and see it?
With MoviePass? Of course.
If
and it wasn't 2 hours long, because that was way too long of a Transformer.
What's her face that was in the first ones?
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox, I guess. There was a cut scene where she was, like, riding his stick shift. Like full penetration. So if they have that in there, I might go see that.
I will definitely see
Smell-O-Vision. The D-Box.
Hashtag smells like tuna.
And 13th Doctor has been announced, but it's Jodie Whittaker, and she'll be the first female in the role.
Yes!
And that's it for casting call.
Okay, that's it.
We are moving on to sports. Sorry.
Yes!
Basically, my sports news.
He only likes some sports, don't like them all. Rather watch hockey than basketball. Thinks the Super Bowl ain't super great and only likes soccer when they yell and go. It's sports with Cole. Don't shit your shorts. It's just Cole on sports. Golf is not a sport.
All right, I actually got nothing. Taylor could have had two things, but he ruined it. What were you talking about?
Last night, Nickelodeon had the Kids' Choice Sports Awards, or Kids' Sports Choice Awards, where, you know, like the kids, they get a vote on who's the best person ever
for
sports. Man,
kids get too much fucking leeway these days. They get their own goddamn Happy Meals. They're like...
Well, they've had those for a while.
Yeah, well, they shouldn't have them.
Well, they got their own sports show.
Yeah,
so,
they don't need their own
sports
shit.
Award show. So some boxer won most hard-hitting boxer, and it was some chick. And my father-in-law was out there watching it with me. And he's like, wow, he looks funny. And I'm like, I don't think that's a guy. it's a woman. She was some Olympic boxer, I guess.
It was the one chick who's like the only U.S. person to win fucking a medal probably, in boxing yes. in like forever,
that
right?
could very well be. I have no
idea. They did a documentary on her on Netflix. It's pretty goddamn good.
Which is probably why they chose her, I guess. But that was about it for sports news.
Who would actually vote for her? You can't tell me those kids are fucking watching documentaries on Netflix.
I don't know. I have no idea. Oh, and Steph Curry, of course, won the best male athlete or some bullshit like that. So there you go. That was sports news. There was some show on Nickelodeon, and I watched some of it.
Cool.
And it was great. And apparently,
I'm happy we're watching a children's programming.
Yeah, that was all that was on TV at the time, Cole. What else am I supposed to watch?
You could always not watch TV. You know that's an option, right?
That is an option. All right. That's all right. It for sports news.
Are we going into wrestling?
I don't think there is any.
Yes, sir. Okay, we promised you a great main event here tonight.
Oh, shit.
WrestleMania is running west.
I guess we're going to do sports news, wrestling news. I don't think there's anything cool.
I really, yeah, Bruiser Brody was murdered.
The bottom of the barrel.
Wait, Bruiser Brody was murdered 29 years ago.
Today?
Yeah.
Who's Bruiser Brody?
He was a big dude. He was like 6'8" and 280 pounds, and he got stabbed in a shower in fucking, I don't know, Puerto Rico or something.
What a pussy.
Yeah. Ooh. Dude only had an 8-inch cut in his guts, and his liver was split in two, and so were his intestines. What a bitch. Fucking dying from that little scratch.
I'm just saying, like,
Alberto Patron, or Alberto El Patron, and his fiance Paige got into a big fight in the airport the other day, and everyone's saying that he beats her, and that she beats him, and yeah, so there's that. But
why is... I've noticed Paige hasn't been in wrestling for quite some time.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really give a shit.
I don't either. I'm glad she's gone. She's not a very good wrestler. So there's that. That's, I think, pretty much wrestling.
Are you saying that him beating her up is more realistic than her wrestling style?
Probably. But if she beats him up, I don't know, huh?
There you go.
I don't know. All right,
let's get on to the trailer park.
Jolene, you get your fat ass back in here. It's time for the trailers.
Do you have any?
It's time for trailer.
No, I just thought we would.
Are we just gonna do all? Are we just gonna do all of the songs?
Well, we have this, you know. There, like I had one. I don't know if you saw this, but it's online. Somebody recut the Ghostbusters trailer as a horror film.
I want to talk to Dana.
Dana? There is no Dana. There is only Zoom.
Ooh, spooky.
Can I talk to Dana?
It's only Zool, yo.
They do this a lot, but I like it more when they do it with like romantic movies. Then it's really funny to me.
They did it with what was it was another Bill Murray one.
Was it Groundhog's Day?
No. With when he was the patient, the. Went to see a psychiatrist or something.
Caddyshack.
What about Bob?
What about Bob? That's actually a really good movie. I've seen that movie, Cole.
Yeah, they've done that with a few different movies. Those are always pretty funny, but I think they're really fun. They're a lot funnier when they do them with like a romantic comedy.
I think you're right. They work really well for some reason. Anyway, there was other clips that I didn't get, but you know, The Tick.
Go online and watch
the Black Panther trailer because it's pretty goddamn awesome.
Now this is a movie, right?
And
not
Death
a Netflix
Note.
Series.
Right, it's a movie.
Okay.
And Death Note, the movie. When's that come out?
Oh, I heard about this.
And there was another one, a Netflix movie trailer I just saw with Jason Bateman. I think it's a movie. It could be a series, but it looks really good. So check that out.
Check it out. Oh, well. It's forever on Periscope, I guess. You have the wrong camera on here.
All right. I don't know.
Okay, we're recording now. You guys aren't pressing any music, and you're just dicking around with your phones.
Because we don't know what we're doing.
It's the Daily Death Week.
All right, Daily Death Week. And there you go. As you can be on there for a little bit. All right. And Cole had a very special song for this.
Okay.
I don't know why.
What do we get for $10? Everything you want. Everything. Everything.
Oh. Don't do that, baby. Oh. Hold on there.
Soccer tummy.
Right down.
Damn.
I'm not playing this because anyone died or anything. I just like get a boner every time I hear about a dead celebrity. No, actually, one of the guys who wrote this song, Fresh Kid Ice, from 2 Live Crew, died this week.
Really?
53 years old.
He's that old?
Yeah, he got... Dude, this is an old-ass song. It's like 1989, 1990, 91.
I'm surprised they were allowed to make music like this back then.
Really? Haven't you heard Fuck the Police?
Oh, yeah!
This group is responsible for inspiring Marilyn Manson to do his shit.
Huh.
Because he thought, if they can get away with being that offensive, I can too.
Speaking of Marilyn Manson, his dad died.
So? His dad ain't a celebrity.
Have you ever seen pictures of him in the makeup of Marilyn? It's kind of different.
Okay. All right, so, Elijah, you had one from that show you like to watch.
Oh, yeah. Stuntman John Bernecker died when a planned fall on the set of The Walking Dead went horribly wrong while shooting a scene on a balcony. The script called for John to plummet 22 feet to the ground. I don't think he did something this high. There was a safety cushion in place below the balcony, but he missed the cushion just by inches. He was 33.
Taylor, stop laughing.
I'm not.
I'm laughing.
Wait a second. Okay.
I thought he was 38.
I don't.
Did they...
real fast.
Did they put a bullet in his head just to be sure?
I don't think so.
Just, you never know.
You never know.
Just.
Right.
So he died doing what he pretended to do for a living. Dying.
Mm-hmm.
So the other Walking Dead death. Randy Schell, the voiceover actor who did the intros and teasers for Fear the Walking Dead, died in a parachuting accident. Remember when I told you this one would be funny? He ran into another skydiver in the middle of the air after they both deployed their parachutes and his parachute stopped working. Dude, you're flying through the fucking air and you run into another dude in the middle of the sky. And that's how you die. That's actually pretty funny.
you know what's funny is Cole said, wait till I do this one. It's hilarious. And then he tells it. It sounded pretty tragic, actually.
Right, yeah.
It wasn't ironic at all, Cole. You're just being an asshole.
That was pretty funny. And on the theme of zombies... George A. Romero died of lung cancer at age 77. He's the guy who wrote all of the zombie movies. He's
only 77. I thought he was older.
No, he just looks old as fuck.
All them cigarettes.
He was the guy who's responsible for creating the modern day zombies. So, what was the first one he did? Dawn of the Dead?
Night of the Living Dead. Yeah, black and white.
That one was awesome. The shit.
That was a very good movie. Yeah. I like that one a lot, actually.
Even some of his newer, kind of crappier ones are still fucking awesome.
Well, Dawn of the Dead is probably one of my favorite zombie movies. The modern incarnation, I will say. When they're in the shopping mall. I really like that one. The newer...
2004.
That one wasn't by him, though.
That was pretty good.
Well, I mean, that was...
That was based on his...
Right. That's what I meant. I didn't mean that was his movie. I meant that was based off of his movie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the original one's still pretty good.
So, don't worry, though. All these zombie people will be back next week.
That is kind of crazy.
And also, if they try biting you, just fucking destroy their brain.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
Three. They say it comes in threes.
Do they?
I don't know. That's what they say.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of crazy.
It is crazy.
Three zombie affiliates are dead. That should have been our headline.
Yeah.
Or are they?
You guys got any dead celebrities turned into zombie jokes?
I think
no.
I'm
guessing you've got a few. I just did mine.
The one about them coming back next week.
Yeah. Nope, I didn't.
Burn the bodies.
All right. Moved on to TV.
TV reviews. Yeah!
Well, we were supposed to watch this tonight, but Taylor's being a dickbag and says we probably can't watch it.
Hey, well, you go talk to those people out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Preacher aired tonight. We watched it last week, and what a roller coaster ride it's been so far.
It was a pretty good episode.
I am loving this
show,
man.
Dude, that fight scene where they were playing
Uptown Girl.
Oh, man, that was so awesome.
And you know what, Cole? Yeah. Fuck you for giving Billy Joel shit last week.
Billy Joel is a piece of shit.
That was a great song for a great scene.
No, it was a great scene. It wasn't a great song.
I love that song. You know what's funny is I always listen to music, and then I find out later that it's actually by Billy Joel.
Yeah.
It's like, this is Come On, Eileen, though.
One of my favorites was in Community,
yes.
The Chevy Chase character. Every chance he got insulted Billy Joel. It's like...
That's too bad.
They're like, what would Billy Joel do? And he's like, I'll tell you what he'd do. He'd write another crappy song. Just every turn he could.
So anyway, let's get back to the meat and potatoes. We still don't know who this guy is that they're just shacked up with.
Oh, yeah, the French-speaking dude?
Yeah, we don't know who he is. He still speaks French, and I think he's going to be maybe a pivotal character. We find out that God, the actor, you know, who he was. And then you see Frankie Muniz in that TV commercial, that infomercial. I was hoping that Frankie would be part of the show, but I don't think he's going to be because he introduced himself as Frankie Muniz. So I was like, I was hoping to see Frankie. But whatever.
Who's Frankie Muniz?
He's the Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Okay, that guy.
And so, yeah.
He looks exactly the same as he did when he was fucking 13
years old.
Right, I did
see him in that commercial.
So, and then they're trying to track down this guy, and they have to go through this acting agent. And I thought it was pretty hilarious how they tried to, you know, get the information saying that...
They were from Game of Thrones.
We'll get from Game of Thrones. Oh, that was fantastic. Funny. Quite hilarious. And what else happened? We found out Tulip is married.
Don't fucking spoil the ending of the goddamn shows. That way, if people didn't watch them, then...
Fuck them! Because we're talking about the goddamn shows. That's what TV reviews are. We're reviewing it. We're talking about it.
Right.
So Tulip's married?
She's married to some gangster.
Victor.
He's a badass. Yeah, and then Preacher busts in there, demanding all his godlike orders. So, you know, then you get... Saint of Killers hot on his trail.
Yeah. So, and then you see him at the end walking into New Orleans.
Yeah.
That was one thing that pissed me off is that he's been using that the word over the last couple of episodes, and the Saint of Killers isn't showing up. It's like I thought he was tracking that word, and you're like, well, he had to come all the way across the country. It's like, yeah, he's like the Saint of Killers. He's a fucking a saint. Can't he get from one place to the next?
It
real
looks
quick?
Like he's just walking. From what I've seen, it looks like he's just literally strolling. So honestly, they should be able to outrun the Saint of Killers pretty easily.
All yeah, right, you know, you think so?
Whatever.
What else did you watch?
I didn't watch anything else for TV. Did you guys?
I did start Glow per Cole's suggestion. That show is damn funny with Marc Maron. And he's like teaching the
lady wrestlers.
The ladies.
I haven't started
wrestle.
That yet.
Check it out for
sure.
In
my queue.
And then the big one, Game of Thrones, and Cole's gonna tune out because I don't watch that show yet.
Well,
it's only been out for 5 years, Cole.
I do watch the show. I just ain't caught up with you, and I don't have HBO, so I can watch it from week to week, like you assholes. And then you fucking tell me shit.
Well,
and then this dickbag, he's always like, well, I can't hang out. I go to watch Game of Thrones. He's never like, hey, you want to come and fucking watch it with me? No.
Well, here's the thing. You just catch up and then you can. I don't want to sit and watch a whole season in a row.
You definitely
although I
should
might.
Get into it. It is so good. I have some of the seasons if you want to borrow them.
Yeah.
But, whatever I have, you can take.
It was good. It was a satisfying episode.
It's definitely... I don't know. I wasn't... the opening scene was definitely the cream of the crop. When you thought that Arya was like,
right.
Wait a second. I thought that guy was dead.
Yep.
And then it plays out the way it does.
Right.
Fantastic!
That was fantastic.
But then the rest of the episode, it was a good episode, don't get me wrong, but it was definitely just kind of setting everything up.
Right.
It's like,
do you think the Hound is going to meet the zombie mountain? At some point?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. And then I thought that was kind of a strange thing that they did with him. He definitely, by far, in my opinion, has the him and Arya have the most interesting story.
A little bit.
Out of all of them. I didn't give a shit about anybody in this episode except for those two characters. And then when the Hound looked at the fire.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like
a believer now. It's like, what the fuck is going on here?
Right.
Like, because he's like, it's a bunch of bullshit. Everything's bullshit.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty
cool.
This
is why there is no God. This is why it's not fair. They live and you are... They die and you live.
He also has like an odd sense of honor, even though he's been a piece of shit probably most of his life.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, he's a guy you want on your side for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just... There's so much going on, though, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to Deanne about it. She's like, you know, I really like the show, but there's just... Yeah, there's so much going on, and it's just hard to keep track of all the characters all the time. And I agree with that.
Yep, somebody's like, the Hound is cool.
I love the Hound.
Yeah.
I think his story is the most interesting out of everybody. Yeah, you've been brought back to life. Yeah. But you got the Hound.
Right.
Most interesting. Stay tuned for it, because I guarantee it's going to be some of the coolest shit.
All right, so what else? Anything else for TVs? Are we moving on to movies? Did you even watch any movies besides Planet of the Apes this week?
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Okay.
Hit the music.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see some stars. Welcome to this Grand Delusion, podcasters with some delusion. Hey, it's Taylor's Movie Reviews.
Da-da-da. I'm actually checking my movie history to see what else I went to. I don't know. I honestly don't remember. I see so many fucking movies. It's ridiculous. No! That was it!
Did you watch Dirty Rotten Scoundrels yet?
Been watching Cowboy Bebop.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
All right.
So, yeah, we went to... how many hours was it?
7.5. He called me right afterward and told me about that stupid thing he's showing you right now.
Yeah.
Hey, I so got a lanyard.
The newest Planet of the Apes movies.
Yes.
It started at 4 on Wednesday, and we got out of there about 11:30.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a long time.
So if we had to review them all, let's just quickly...
Okay.
Favorite to worst. Go.
Probably 2.
2, 1, 3.
3, 1.
What?
Yeah. 3 was pretty good.
I think
Dawn of Planet of the Apes were Planet of the Apes, and then Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Correct. I think so.
Correct. Rise was the first one. Rise, Dawn, War.
No, I was just saying the order that he liked them in.
Oh, right. Sorry, I see what you're saying. I thought you were right. I thought you were trying to say the names of the movies. Cole. There was only one problem I had with War of the Planet of the Apes.
It wasn't War.
The title was definitely.
It was as much a war as the Jews versus the Nazis was a war, you know? These guys just got put into a concentration camp and sat there for the whole movie.
Right. The problem, that was it. That was like my only problem with it. It should have been called Prison Escape of the Planet of the Apes.
Right, yeah.
And I would have been okay with that, Escape of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just something. So we got introduced to some new characters.
Bad Ape. I like
which
him.
Is played by?
I don't know.
The guy from Saving Silverman. I forget that comedian's name. He was also in Sahara with...
Steve Zahn.
Oh, really? That
okay.
was him, yeah.
Huh.
Bad Ape. Very, very comical.
Yeah.
Definitely the comic relief of the movie, because it's pretty fucking dreary. Caesar just gets fucked over hard. Maybe that's what they should have called it.
Caesar gets fucked over hard on the Planet of the Apes.
Pretty much.
I like it.
So they're setting up.
And they brought back, like, there were some of the apes, all three movies. Like,
yes.
God, I can't think of all their names now.
Maurice was the orangutan.
Maurice, yeah, he was there for
Rocket,
all of it.
Rocket was his boy, his muscle. Right. Those were pretty much the only. And then the gorilla, I forget the gorilla's name. But he was shot and killed, unfortunately.
Right, the one they... Humans called Donkey. That one?
No!
Oh, the good one.
The good one.
Yeah, I don't remember his name.
I guess it doesn't matter. But, I like this movie a lot. I really love Planet of the Apes. I think it's a great series.
Mm-hmm.
Even from back in the day, I think it's one of my all-time favorite movies.
And what was the apes villain in the second one?
Koba. Yes, Koba. Taylor
thought somebody I work with looks like Koba. Yeah.
I could see it.
He had some features, similar features. Let's just put it that way. So, you know, honestly, should I tell you the big fuck you goes to in this whole thing is WizardCon.
Okay.
All right. For $20, we got to see all three movies. Okay.
Okay.
All three movies.
Yep.
We got a lanyard and a poster.
Right.
We paid like $80 to go to WizardCon and we got a fucking bracelet.
Yeah, that's true.
Jesus, just do the lanyards, WizardCon. It's right. Not that difficult.
No, I know why. I know why they don't do it.
San Diego did the lanyards.
I know why, and I know why WizardCon doesn't do the lanyards. It's because people will stand outside of Comic-Con in San Diego and they'll pay people money for their lanyards. And yeah.
But this is WizardCon. Like, anybody can go to WizardCon.
Yeah.
At San Diego, it's sold out.
Right, yeah. Right.
But, so, I don't know. I think they should just do
but
that.
But I think they just think they'll lose money if they do it that way.
But check out the movie. I would highly recommend it. And did you notice in the first movie, they were talking about the rocket that was
yes,
gone.
Yes, I was going to bring that up, too.
Yes, the space shuttle that got lost in space is what the headline of the
article
was. Right,
or something. They were hitting Mars.
Yes, Mars.
I think, yeah.
So at some point, these people are going to come back to Earth to a planet of apes. And then in this one, too, the humans that got the virus, or that survived the virus,
yeah,
are now showing symptoms of, like, stupid...
dumbness.
Stupid.
Yeah. It's like they're going back to primate version. Like well, it's more like they just can't speak.
You know, right.
They're losing their vocal cords.
And maybe you didn't catch this nod to the original movie, but okay. When Maurice pulled up that car logo.
Yeah. Oh, Nova.
Nova.
Right.
Nova.
You are Nova. Yeah.
And we got a cool poster, Cole, that we're going to hang up in the podcast studio here.
Oh, cool.
Right next to the Star Trek shit poster that got crunched up in the mail. So fuck.
The difference between there was only like one CGI scene that I had issue with, and it was the first movie.
Sure.
When they first got to the Redwoods.
Okay.
And it part of it like was
when all the apes did
CGI. No, when they first brought
Caesar,
young okay. Caesar.
Sure.
And then they showed like kind of landscape, and it looked a little phony in areas.
Sure.
But by the time they got to the third movie,
I was gonna say that too.
The CGI.
Friggin'
apes
A.
To humans was perfect. There was no difference. It was freaking crazy.
That, I was going to mention that. Yeah. That was cool to see the evolution of CGI.
Yeah, yeah. Like right in a few hours, too. It was weird. But they nailed it on the third one. Right. It was freaking crazy.
You're thinking like 2011, like, oh, they had that shit on lock. There's no. The technology's there. No. They can still go further.
Yeah, yeah.
Spot on. It was great.
Yeah, it was definitely spot on. It was a great movie. I still might like the second one more as a film.
Right.
But this one was really good, and it looked really good.
There was definitely...
It did have, Bad Ape was the comic relief. I was a little bit thrown at first, but he was actually really funny, entertaining.
Yeah.
The other movies didn't really have that. Like a comical...
No,
anything.
Not really.
Really. They're all pretty serious.
Very much so.
Yeah. So.
Well, I guess John Lithgow having Alzheimer's was pretty funny.
Get in the car, smashing shit up. Yeah.
Oh, Lithgow, you crazy bastard.
All right. I think that's it for the movies. You want to do your 10?
I don't have a 10. I have something else.
Son of a bitch. Okay.
Play it if you want.
Yeah, we're going to play it anyway.
Definitive.
Hey, next week we're definitely doing the bad music because he hasn't had a list in like 2 weeks.
Yet. I had a list last week.
No, you didn't.
Let me read it for you.
It was like a list from a year ago.
Richard Nixon.
No, you don't. No.
Zap Brannigan.
No.
Hypnotoad.
Nope.
Okay, it's a new segment, Cole. You can't do it if there's a new segment.
I can't.
It's called Purchase of the Week.
Okay.
I am an eclectic person. I like to collect weird, different things.
Uh-huh.
Random things. So I purchased something that will be used on the podcast at some point. It's a butt shocker.
Butt shocker.
Nah, I'm just kidding, Cole.
What the fuck?
Why would I get a butt shocker?
I don't know, because you just do things that are dumb.
This is not.
I can see your butt crack, and Elijah's pointing at it.
That's the butt shocker.
Is it an accordion?
Cole, this is a 12-bass accordion.
So you could have just said yes instead of telling me that it was a 12-bass one.
So I'm going to play tunes on the podcast while Cole does his sports.
No, you're not.
I'm practicing.
Wow, that is... awesomely terrible.
I had an ex-girlfriend who learned how to play the accordion, and she went into a polka band.
Yeah? Was that awesome?
She's better than you. Yeah, she's a lot better than you.
Well, Cole, I've never played before.
So, where'd you get that?
I got it on Bizman. And the lady that sold it to me, I don't think realized what she had.
Yeah.
So, because I was really curious about it. Like, well, what kind is this thing? Where does it come from? It's Italian.
Okay.
Franchini. So I looked up on eBay. I'm like, I wonder how much these things are selling for. I got it for $75. This thing's worth about $400.
Okay. Cool.
I was like, decent.
Decent investment.
Decent investment. So maybe we'll have some tunage.
Cool.
Cole, for the podcast. Maybe you'll have a new theme next week, Cole.
Oh,
it's
cool.
It's not going to be pretty.
All right.
Can you play... what was the
can you stop
punk
playing
song
that,
at the beginning of
can you stop playing the Johnny Cash Hurt song and start playing it on the accordion? Stop playing it on your guitar and start playing
I can
it
play
on
it on the guitar real quick.
No, don't play it on the guitar ever again.
Aw.
Oh,
jeez. But play it on the accordion all the time.
So there you go. Accordion, the accordion blues.
Cool. So well, that's a good way to take us out.
No.
We could play an outro, or you could just play a song.
I got a story here. So I went to get my fucking car all tuned up and ready to go before we go camping next week.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, our podcast won't be on Sunday again next week. It's
going
to be on Monday, too.
Good going.
Yeah.
So I got the car all tuned up and everything. Got home. Second I got home, I roll up the windows. The fucking thing that rolls up the little knob. Like inside the door that moves the window up and down, fucking snapped off. So now my window's broken. So now I got to go get that fixed too. I'm like, what the
your
fuck?
Your window broke?
Yeah. There's a little knob inside your door that moves the window up and down.
Okay.
And the little knob, I heard it snap off. So now I got to go get that fucker fixed up and I got to ride my skateboard for like fucking 3 days.
Huh.
It's going to suck.
That does suck.
It's going to be awesome, but I don't want to have to ride my skateboard. I like to ride it when I want to ride it, you know?
Not out of necessity.
Yeah. So.
All right. Are we going to sign out here?
Let's sign out.
All right. Maybe you can play to this.
Wait. What am I playing to?
This song.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. That was Comic Can Koozie for this week. I'm Elijah Kirby.
I'm Cole Wise.
Taylor Billings.
All right. Have a good week.
That's the tune. Are you even playing anything right now?
Yeah, I think it's over. All right. We're out.
Peace.